A pre-sentencing investigation hearing scheduled May 20th for a pastor convicted in the death of a teen in Canton. 27-year-old Rashawn Patterson of Canton was on trial in Common Pleas Court, where a jury found him guilty Tuesday of involuntary manslaughter. He was acquitted of reckless homicide. 14-year-old Malachi Nichols fell from the van Patterson was driving in September. Teen died 3 days later. Weekend shooting in Canton has turned fatal. Police say a man found with a gunshot wound to the head died Tuesday afternoon after being taken off life support. Officers responding to reports of gunfire around 4:30 Sunday morning found 51-year-old Richard Statz inside his apartment near Tuscarawas Street West and Broad Avenue. No charges have been filed. An investigation is continuing. Drivers asked to use detours while a major exit ramp in Canton undergoes inspections and repairs. ODOT has closed the ramp from I-77 South to 30 East. Traffic being detoured using 30 West to Harrison Avenue, then back to 30 East. Possible school-based health clinic, a key topic at the Alliance Board of Education meeting. Superintendent Rob Gress said Tuesday the district is exploring a clinic possibly at the high school. During public speaks, Frank Barnes with the Alliance Veterans Council proposed a memorial honoring four former Alliance graduates who were missing in action. Principal Lori Gasparic and Assistant Principal Susan Cook summarized operations at the Early Learning School. Board approved policy revisions, open enrollment, staffing, and summer school actions. Awarded a tire bid to Great Lakes Best One Tire and accepted donations, including a 2015 Dodge van for auto tech students. More than $8,300 in bills and annual dues were approved by Washington Township trustees Monday. Officials also reviewed department reports, including 38 fire calls for the month and ongoing road maintenance work. Bids for the summer road program were open but tabled for further review. Residents were reminded cemetery flags will be placed May 17th with a memorial service scheduled for May 24th at 2 o'clock. Longtime Canton Landmark closes its doors for good. Milk and Honey Ice Cream on Cleveland Avenue Northwest is shutting down with the property being sold. A statement from the family's attorney says the decision follows the deaths of owners Robert Sabota in September and Kathleen Sabota last week. The shop, which had been in business since 1962, was shuttered for repairs in August. It never reopened. Explosive training will be heard in Portage County. Air Force Explosive Ordnance Disposal teams are conducting exercises today at the Camp James Garfield Joint Military Training Center. Training involves identifying and disarming unexploded munitions at the site. Limited driving privileges granted to a man convicted in a fatal crash in Columbiana County. Judge Megan Bickerton approved the request for 31-year-old Lowell Horst, who is serving a 3-year sentence for aggravated vehicular homicide and vehicular assault. Privileges restricted to specific times and locations, including work, church, and grocery trips. Highway Patrol said Horst was watching videos in his phone in September 2022 when he crossed the center line in Route 172 in West Township. The resulting collision killed Mary Koss of Massillon and injured her husband, who later died. Applications being accepted to fill 2 open seats on the Columbiana County Park District Board. The deadline to apply is 4 o'clock on April 30th. Interested candidates must submit a resume to the probate court in Lisbon. 5-member board currently has 3 members. Vacancies follow the resignations of longtime members Tom Butch and David Hughes, whose terms run through 2028 and 2027. Teachers have a new contract in the West Branch School District. During Monday's meeting, the Board of Education approved the 3-year agreement with the teachers' union, effective July 1st. It includes 4% pay raises in the first 2 years, a 2.5% raise in the third year. Teachers will pay an additional 1.5% toward health insurance. The board also recognized winter sports teams, including girls and boys basketball, wrestling athletes, and a state runner-up finish for competition cheer. Authorities seeking help from the public to identify a woman believed to be from Lake Milton. Police there say the possible missing person is roughly 45 years old, 5'6", with brown hair and bluish-green eyes. Anyone with information asked to contact police at 330-538-0078. Closing masses scheduled for 3 area churches. Youngstown Catholic Diocese Bishop David Boner will celebrate final services at St. Brendan in Youngstown May 4th, St. Matthias May 18th, and St. Joseph in Ashtabula June 18th. The diocese cites financial and maintenance issues and previous recommendations to close the parishes. The retrial of a Youngstown murder case has ended in a second mistrial. Jury selection was underway Tuesday for 21-year-old Darnell Jones, charged with aggravated murder in the 2023 shooting death of Tyland Lewis on the city's south side. First trial ended in a mistrial in February after a witness made a statement on the stand that prompted a defense objection and a ruling by Judge John Durkin.